Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Holy Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand. Tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, your love. Just thanking you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the precious name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this other clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Pray to people's hearts to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, man, I can open up to the book of Psalms, 37, verse 23. The book of Psalms, 37, verse 23. And the word reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways." Also in Psalms 1, verse 1, it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law do he meditate day and night." Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about a divine shift is coming your way. A divine shift is coming your way. Through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God that as we come into an end of 2022, that God have graced us and allow us each and every week by his grace and his mercy to be able to teach and preach his word, to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we consider it a privilege and also a blessing to be able to each and every week that God have seen fit that we're still here in the land and living, that we're still on top of the ground not on top of us. So again, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, as you pray for us and with us, I want to talk about a divine shift is coming your way. Child of God, all it takes is one shift of God's favor to bring your life to a whole new level. God can cause the wind of favor to blow opportunities, healing, and breakthrough into your life. Oh, yes, he can, because God is a God that's able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. When man says it's impossible, God says it's impossible, because he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, again, the word says in Psalms 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Believer of Christ, your counseling can either draw you away from God's presence, or it can propel you closer to him. So where you're getting your counsel from is vital, it is important for the times and the season and the age that we are living in. You see, when you are in a dry season, it is important to water and feed yourself with God's word as much as possible. Yes, just like in a natural, we go through seasons. Summer, winter, fall, and autumn. And spring, I'm sorry. Summer, winter, spring. Hallelujah. And the word says, just like we go through seasons in the natural. Summer, winter, fall, and spring. In the spiritual realm, we also go through seasons. The Bible says that when we are in a dry season, it is important to water and feed yourself with God's word as much as possible. See, the word says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Child of God, during a dry season, stay rooted in God's word and remind yourself of his promises as a constant reminder, which is a must. You see, consistently feed yourself with God's word, which is your lifeline during these times. Do not abandon your purpose in life. Conquer this wilderness experience and season by clinging to God's word for his counsel, his direction, his instruction, and his insight. I'm going to say that again. During a season of dryness, on a spiritual basis, as a child of God, consistently feed yourself God's word, which is your lifeline during these times. Don't allow your purpose, don't abandon your purpose in life. Conquer this wilderness season by clinging to God's word. To God's word for his counseling, for his direction, for his instruction, and for his insight in 2022. So child of God, also guard your heart and keep an environment of peace and allow God's word to flow freely throughout your whole home or house. Place worship music throughout your home. Place worship music throughout the day. Surround yourself with godly counsel. Follow those godly leaders who are led by God and are producing his fruit in their lives. Again, well reminded in the book of Psalms, 37 verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. We're also reminded in the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and expect an end." Yes, we are teaching on that a divine shift is coming your way. As we get ready to leave the old and begin a new journey for the Lord in 2023, we can reflect back through 2022 on how God has brought us through, even during this pandemic. God was and still is. He's good. He's a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our heads. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's a God that neither slumber nor sleep. Yes, I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that has all power in his hand. We are thankful here tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are thankful because God is good. And he is merciful. He is full of grace, mercy, and love. He loads us down with benefits each and every day of our life. So get ready, get ready. A divine shift. It's coming your way. Bible says here in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. So believer of Christ, God is shifting you into position for the promise that you have been praying for. Yes, God is the one that's doing the shifting. The devil desired to sift you as wheat, but God says no. I'm shifting him or her into position for the promise that they have been praying for. So get ready for your divine shift. The word shift means to change place or position. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14, it says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every weight, every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, that be listening at a later date, a question may be asked. What is a divine shift? A divine shift is a supernatural move from one place to another. Yes, God is the one that wants to shift you into position for the promise that you've been praying for. Child of God, you need to be true with yourself, because even in the wilderness of your life, where you are, it is no surprise to God, because in his government sovereignty, there is a divine shift for your life that is ready to take place quick and in a hurry. In other words, this supernatural move that is about to happen must extend beyond those thundering hardships of yesteryears in order for you to receive the promise or permanent of God's eternal promises. Yes, beloved, God is awesome. God is God all by himself. You see, the God that we serve in his omnipotent presence has seen you going around and around in your life in that continuous cycle of emotion and mental frustration. Like Moses, who experienced it. And like us, who are in children of God in 2022. God is saying to us today, tonight, we have been going in the wrong direction long enough. It is time for a divine shift. Believer of Christ, God's purpose for this divine shift is to get us back on track spiritually. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, despite our complaining, despite our disobedient mumbling and sinning, the God of the universe is full of mercy and grace, and he will guide us to inherit the promises, to walk into our wealthy place. It's not our doing, but it's God's doing. And despite of our shortcomings, despite of our complaining, our disobedience, murmuring and sinning, God's mercy and God's grace will guide us to inherit the promise to walk into our wealthy place. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that God will do it. The Bible says here in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, it says, for all the promises of God In him, oh yea. And in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Get ready for a divine shift. It's coming your way. God is ready to shift you into a position in order to obtain the promise that you've been praying for. Believer of Christ, our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is watching you to see if you will be faithful to his command. And he wants to know what is in your heart before he tells you to turn around and by faith to inherit the promise that he has for you. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So believer of Christ, God is watching. He's watching over you to see if you will be faithful to his command. And he wants to know what is in your heart before he tells you to turn around and by faith to inherit the promises that he has for you. So beloved, God's divine shift will cause you to turn and walk in God's favor. But it will require your obedience and your faithfulness to him. I'm going to say that again. A divine shift is coming your way. You see, the shift will cause you to turn, to get in position. It will cause you to turn and to walk in God's favor. But it will require your obedience and your faithfulness to him. Yes, beloved, it is time for a divine shift to take place in your life. So are you ready to get in position on a spiritual basis? Yes, a divine shift is coming your way. You see, God is shifting you into position. Yes, he's shifting you into a position for the promise that you have been praying for. Beloved, sometimes a God shift looks like chaos, setback, and even defeat. But God is saying to you tonight, when the dust settles, you will understand why you had to go through what you have been through. Child of God, in order for God to shift you into position, He has to shift you out of all those conditions that prevented your shift. God has put in periods where you had question marks. God is closing doors, closing wrong doors to wrong planes and wrong relationships, wrong decisions, and even wrong places that have taken you on a detour from its plan. This is better to be repeated, so I'm going to repeat it again. Child of God, in order for God to shift you into position, he has to shift you out of those conditions that prevented your shift. God has put in periods where you had question marks. God is closing wrong doors to wrong plans and wrong relationships, wrong decisions, and even wrong places that have taken you on a detour from his plan. So child of God, when you are in a God shift, keep people on a need-to-know basis. When you are in a God shift, a divine shift, keep people on a need-to-know basis. In other words, keep quiet about the shift that God has you, your own. Behold, because sometimes your manifestation will require silence on your part. Yes, child of God, the God of the universe is saying to you, in this shift, to follow the instruction and to keep quiet. The God shift. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, a divine shift is coming your way.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. We don't hold no rights to this song. Amen. But we thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again tonight, we are talking about the divine shift is coming your way. We just hope and pray that those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date, we just want to touch and agree as we coming to an end of a year. Out with the old, getting ready to get going into the new. We want to just thank God for thus far in 2022. There's still time in the answer to that prayer that you've been believing for. There's still time for him to honor the requests that you have brought before him. There's still time for him to save souls, heal, deliver, and set free. We want to finish strong in 2022. So I just encourage you, and I touch and agree, my wife and I, that whatever you are believing God for, that during his time, he will come through in your behalf. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. With God, all things are possible. One day of God's favor can open up an opportunity for a lifetime. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are prayerful and thankful for your cooperation of letting people know about the teaching and the time that the broadcast is on. We want you to know that we love y'all and we appreciate everyone that has supported us and will support us in the upcoming year as well. We just thank God for you. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. On behalf of the Cedar Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, the Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. We just want to say thank you. Now, as we get back to the teaching here tonight, we are teaching on a divine shift that's coming your way. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, me. Yes, beloved, now is the time for you and I, as children of the Most High God, to put away drama and put drama on a timeout, to detach ourselves from relationships that God has shown us that have expired. Let go of what God is showing you as his child that is holding you back from progress towards him. Don't allow temporary emotions to make permanent decisions. Don't allow your temporary emotions to make temporary decisions in your life. Everything that is happening is shifting you into position to walk into your promise. You see, eternal destiny planned for you is planned by God, and he will manifest it in his time. So, believer of Christ, there are things you must do and things God will do, because time will not wait for you. So take advantage of the opportunities that life presents to you, even at the end of 2022. Behold, the shift, a divine shift is coming. And it's going to happen in all spheres of your life, spiritually, physically, as well as mentally. Yes, get ready, get ready. A divine shift is coming your way. Child of God, when God shifts a place for you, you need to manage it very well. You see, when God shifts, you shift. Beloved, new seasons, new assignments, new visions, new territories. It will be all part of your shift. Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 59, verse 19. The because of the verse says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So, believer of Christ, don't be distracted or detracted. Do not move from the left. Do not move from the left or to the right. You see, every demonic assignment from hell sent to alter your progress and to delay your kingdom predestination, it will be nullified in bondage from the throne of God. So don't be discouraged. It is already canceled out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Child of God, the greater your destiny, the more intense the progress will be. and also the pain. Always be mindful of this. There is a purpose in your pain that you will experience. Remember, no pain, no gain. Yes, a divine shift is coming your way. Whatever level of ascension in your life, there will be a battle. Because God is taking you to a higher place because of your faithfulness. Bible says here in the book of Matthew 25, verse 21, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Child of God, all that pain, that waiting, sacrifice, and suffering you experience in your life, it has a purpose in the greater burden of you. Yes, you served and served, but now it is time for you to see the fruits of your labor. It is time to be ruler over much. You see, ruler means ownership. Ruler means you have been anointed. You have been anointed for kingship. You see, God had to test you for this level of manifestation. He tried, he tested you, and he proved you. See, God knows those whom he have chosen that will obey him. You look unto God for your approval to every decision in your life. Where it says here in 1 John 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Again, beloved, when God shifts, we shift. Time is short. Divine acceleration is taking place, says the Lord. So don't be lagging behind. As you move into the next season of life, God is manifesting your greater plan. Bible says in the book of Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, that we ask for thanks, according to the power that worketh in us. Child of God, stay in tune with the divine shifting and let God lead. Divine acceleration is God's ability to bring about his purpose at a much faster rate or pace that is humanly possible. So, child of God, when you are in a season of divine acceleration, you will experience a sudden supernatural surge forward in your life. As a believer of Christ, when God gives a prophetic promise to you, it says that time is passing by. And there is weakness waiting and trials happening. Just as if everything seems to be lost. And then God steps in and issues heavenly orders on your behalf. So beloved, we cannot make divine acceleration happen because there is no formula or no steps or no sets of steps to follow. You see, divine acceleration is a work of grace. A work of grace and mercy of God. So it is God working sovereignly according to his timetable in your behalf. Be assured that God is at work even right now. Yes, a divine shift is coming your way. Child of God, during a season of divine acceleration, God is at work even in a visible way. And you will discover that he has been operating behind the scenes by putting many pieces together and positioning people to cross your path. So child of God, sharpen your gifts and talents before promotion take place. Believer of Christ, God gave you a promise for your future time, and your faith and anticipation will cause you to prepare. Always remember this, that God is using the skills that you are sharpening now to prepare you for divine acceleration. So child of God, be kind to people. Be kind to people in 2022, as well as we are entering 2023. Be kind to people in need, because you never know whom God will use on your behalf. So be aware of everyone God has brought around you. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 19, verse 17, he that has pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, will he pay him again. So child of God, you can trust God to position the right people around you at the right time. Remember that with God, there are no little people and no little places. Behold the small act of kindness that you, as a child of his, do now. It will have a ripple effect on lasting generations. And it could well be the thing that launches you forward into your divine acceleration. So always serve with excellency. Do everything as unto the Lord. Behold, even when God has called you to greater things, you can still serve him with all, you can serve him with all your hearts and honor those He called you to serve during temporary times. And child of God, when your destiny is released, people will call, people will celebrate because they will see for their own your faithfulness rewarded. Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, Jesus Christ. Child of God, God will give you the grace to honor your leaders, even when you are called beyond them. As you serve well, now you are sowing into your future, your future seasons of divine acceleration. So get ready, get ready. A divine shift is coming your way. Believer of Christ, keep on when the journey seems long, because divine acceleration works through failure and brokenness. It also works through perseverance. So stay with the call of God during the long haul. Believer of Christ, receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit for longevity and perseverance. You see, God's power is going to move swiftly on your behalf, and he will honor your faithfulness with his favor. Beloved, when God is getting ready to do something quickly, God allows the enemy, the devil, to attack or to be exposed, because it is time for victory in your behalf. Believer of Christ, if you are under a threat, under attack, it is because you are a threat. Spiritual warfare is a sign that divine acceleration is about to break loose in your life. So, beloved, the devil stands opposed to God's purpose for your life, but the plans of God for you are unstoppable. So trust in God, in God's viewpoint. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So people of God, we oftentimes have our own ideas and our own desire of how and when that we believe the divine acceleration will take place. But I stop by tonight to let you know that heavens has a different view, and God has a different timetable than ours. Yes, God is the one that has a greater plan for you up ahead in your life. Child of God, ultimately, it is not walking it is not walking perfectly that comes, but trusting that God is holding your hand and responding accordingly. Remember Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall be utterly cast down. For the Lord uphold him. He will not be utterly cast down. For the Lord uphold him with his hand. Well, bless God, we thank God for bringing this teaching to a close. So get ready, a divine shift is coming your way. As we say amen and amen, we thank God for coming to the end of 2023. And as we are leaving the old to go into the new, on the break of a brand new year, we just want to say thank you and thank God for each and every one that has tuned in and those that will be tuning in with us in 2023. We just thank God for you. We want you to know we love you. We appreciate and glorify God and wish you a happy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And we'll be looking forward to meeting again through the use of the internet on this Tuesday in 2023. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.